So with all these ride-sharing companies out and about, you might think that owning a car is obsolete. Think again. I'm Troy Duran with three reasons why ride-sharing is not the answer on Car Tech for Radio Daddy-O. Buzz on the street the last 3 years or so has been how ride-sharing services are set to make car ownership obsolete. And there are a couple of good points that they have. The average cost of purchasing a new vehicle today is about $35,000. And you got insurance premiums and interest payments, fuel, maintenance. You're looking at a pretty hefty annual bill, right? That's, of course, not even factoring in an estimated 335 hours that the average American will spend behind the wheel. And let's be honest, a good portion of that time is generally wasted away in rush hour traffic. With all that hassle and expense, why wouldn't you just sell your car? Trust your daily commute to your Uber driver? Well, before you do, think about this. Number one, ride sharing is more expensive. A lot more expensive. A recent study from AAA found that relying on Uber or Lyft as your primary mode of transportation is going to cost you about $20,000 a year in any major American city. That's more than double the amount you'd spend on owning and maintaining a personal vehicle over the same time period, with even the biggest gas guzzlers costing around $7,000 annually. So much for the savings on rideshare. Also, ride-sharing doesn't reduce the number of drivers on the road. As a matter of fact, data from the Seattle Department of Transportation shows that people who are most likely to use these services are people who would have walked or taken a bus anyway. That means you're actually adding more cars to busy routes. So at the end of the day, even a half-packed bus beats a full Uber. Number three, drivers are dwindling. A recent report from MIT shows that the average ride-sharing contractor earns about $3.37 an hour in profits. That's less than you would make flipping burgers. It's less than minimum wage. Meanwhile, even the industry-leading companies like Uber are still posting billions in losses every year. So chances of raising commissions are practically nil. Until robots and self-driving cars take over, which may be decades from now, those services still have a long way to go before they offer the same convenience as personal cars. I'm Troy Duran for CarTech on Radio Daddy-O.